This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thoughts are things, and we're here to prove it on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn thinking out loud, as is Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen speaks her mind, and that's what I encourage here. I'm Doug Steffen. Encourage you to think your thoughts and to come up with either ways of, if you think they're very valid, you feel like you defend them. There are very good lessons in defense here. All of the people in this program have very strong opinions and are excellent at defending them. And hopefully you get the courage to do that as well, because you should stick to your guns as much as you can, whatever your thoughts are. You're learning new things and want to have other people know what you're learning and what you're thinking. Great. Share, share, share. Speaking of share, Jennifer, what's the story with the Paycheck Protection Program of the job, the Job Creators Network? What is that? What's that all about? The Job Creators Network
is a company that just helps create small business opportunity for people throughout the country.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of emphasis right now on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was a huge hit for a lot of small businesses.
Yep,
they wanted to apply. Right. This is a small business loan. It's an SBA 7A loan that your company files, and then essentially the federal government will relieve you of the debt for that, and it's calculated at 2.5 times your monthly payroll. And if you stay in operation and if you keep your employees on the payroll, then the feds at the end of all of this will repay that debt for you. So
yeah.
Even if you keep the loan, it's a 1% interest rate, and most likely the federal government will relieve you of those costs. So it's a really good deal, and a lot of small businesses really tried to file for it. Depending on your bank, it was extremely popular. And
Did you figure it out after I told you? Who told each other? Did I tell you first, or did you tell me first? I've forgotten.
I don't know. I think we might have told each other. I don't know. I was on this from the very beginning.
Yeah.
The problem that I have is that my business account is with Wells Fargo, and so Wells Fargo has me in a queue.
Yeah.
And that was the problem for us. So we've looked through other opportunities, and we have our application in. Now, whether or not there's going to be funding, we don't know.
Did you get it filed by last Friday?
We had our concierge in place by last Friday, yeah. But
there's
a line, and so if you're in line, that's half the battle. But they have to replenish the supply. So then the argument has been in Congress this week to replenish that fund, particularly, I think, $250 billion more going into that fund. That's what the Republicans are asking for. The Democrats have said no unless they start adding in things like ballot harvesting, vote by mail, mandatory for all American citizens.
Which have nothing to do with this issue. But
right. And so a clean bill is what Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are asking for right now, just a clean replenish of this supply. And I don't know, there's an argument back and forth about giving the money. Some of the Democrats want to say okay to this, but they want it to only go to minority and female-owned businesses, which I think is also problematic. Now is not the time. It's all business that's being affected.
Yeah, everybody.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the stimulus checks, people are asking about that. There have been some rumors that if you have an account, automatic payroll or whatever they call it, what is it called? Direct deposit. Right. You'll be getting money this week. I haven't checked my account yet, but they have, whenever I get money from the government, it's always direct deposit. As a matter of fact, I think it's the only thing I have that's direct deposit. I like having a piece of paper in my hand and going down to the bank and putting it in the bank. But that's not so friendly. The banks are not so friendly now. And the lines at the teller windows, woo!
Can you even get close enough to talk to a person?
Yeah, I can get it.
It's
because of the window there, and they stick the thing in the tray, and it comes out.
Oh, right,
and
right. It's been so long since I've been inside a bank, I don't know what they look like.
I don't even understand. I still don't. When I send you a check, you take a picture of it, and then it gets deposited. The picture gets deposited. You take a picture of both sides?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
It reads, like, the watermark, and it reads the serial number and everything on it. So, it's through my Chase app. and you just snap a picture of the front and the back, and it'll tell you if it doesn't read it properly. But, yeah, and then it's poof, it's gone.
I do the same thing, and actually Wells Fargo has... I do that for my personal account, but for
Jennifer, hold on a second. Right,
I know we have to poof.
Let's go back to that for there. There's a check and all that stuff, and it's just like it's poof, and it's gone from my account to yours. Poof, really? Poof.
I love technology.
Poof. Yeah, perfect. All right, well, we can't remember the old days.
Sorry, Jen, that was not exciting. So,
no, but, you know, what I'm thinking about, a lot of people
you can poof for your business account now is my point. It used to be that they had very low limits on what you could put into your business account, but because of the COVID crisis, they've upped it to amounts of money that are like, we'll never see in a day.
What, more than $10,000?
For
more
personal
than
$10,000? It's like $35,000 a day.
Really? I didn't know that.
Now, that's a new rule with Wells Fargo. They want to keep you out of the bank.
Right. Yeah, and for personal accounts, I think they've upped it, too, because the Chase daily deposit per check is $5,000 now, so that went up.
All right, so the cost of gasoline keeps going down every day. We have a different number, down 14 cents over two. I think we said yesterday it was down, 6 cents for a week, but 14 cents for 2 weeks. So what's the price of gasoline in California right now, Jen? What are you paying for
gas? It's about $3, I think.
$3, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not filling up as often, so I can't even tell you. I think I have to fill up.
I know, that's the other thing. Nobody's driving anywhere, so they got huge surpluses, not only of oil that hasn't been refined, there are tankers sitting off the coast, both coasts, at refineries, and they can't unload them because the refineries don't have any place to put the stuff. Once they refine it to gasoline or diesel fuel, jet fuel, oil, lubricants, whatever, then there's no place to put it. No demand. Pretty interesting. So anyway, when you look at the realities, this is something maybe we can figure out. I want to be able to drive places, though. I just do. I want to be able to go places. So there's a freedom that comes with that. It's an expression of freedom, I think. Anyway.
Well, you can drive anywhere you want right now. We're lucky in other countries. You can't. In Ireland, my whole family, if you drive more than a mile and a half from where your main residence is, you get a 1,200 euro fine. And
really?
And they take you to jail on top of the fine.
That's also being threatened in the People's Republic of California, where they don't want you to drive around. They want you to stay in your neighborhood. So they're threatening to do that. Oakland, the mayor there, Libby Schaaf, has shut down streets in Oakland. So...
But California is the driving state. How do you survive politically if you put people out of the car?
They've shut down roads in Oakland so people can use socially distance, go outside, right? Because trails and everything are getting too crowded.
But then they're also arresting those people who are going out on the streets. There's a story in Oakland about how then too many people are gathering on the streets. So it's just crazy, silly.
So let's move it to when we were going. The baseball season, I'm confused. If they start playing in Florida and in Arizona and most of the places where they have spring training, are the games going to be credited? And what happens when this is over, probably midsummer, they go back and play in the regular stands?
Well, I don't know. I actually think that this might be it for the season because I don't know how quickly people are going to want to sit next to each other.
Unless there's a vaccine, they're not going to want
Unless there's a vaccine. I think that... And then how quickly, really realistically, is everybody going to get that vaccine? So I would say this would probably be the season. And they're going to realign the baseball league. So it's not going to be the East-West National League and American League. They're going to actually, reconfigure it so that...
With the Arizona League versus the Florida League.
Yeah, basically.
That kind of stuff, right?
I picture the stands, if they do let people in, I picture it to look like two straight dudes at a movie theater. You know, they always have to have an empty seat between the two of them. So, that's what it's going to look like.
Well, that's what the airlines say is going to happen. They're going to enforce they won't fill up the planes, at least till all of this is gone. And they will have they'll have a row blank, and you'll have to sit two instead of three. With nobody in the middle and,
But
that
none
kind
of that
stuff.
Really does anything.
I don't think it does either.
Doesn't do anything. Talk to any scientist who understands how an aerosol particle works.
You shouldn't be in
nothing.
An airplane, period. Anything confined space like that, you're just asking for it. Because wasn't the latest info that the stuff spreads 19 feet, not 6?
27
feet. 27 feet.
Yep.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, if you, the thing about the virus, if you pass someone in the grocery store where if they have it, you won't get it that way. You have to be in contact with it for, they think it's anywhere from at least minimum 10 minutes to maximum several hours. So if you're in an elevator with someone and you ride one level up or down, that's not enough time for the virus to latch onto you. That's just not the way that it actually travels. But an airplane or a train or any other type of commuting vessel like a ferry or whatever, that's the worst thing you can do.
Right,
is
they're
be
confined.
In any of those positions.
And they don't have a good. Forget what they tell you about.
Or a movie theater for 2 hours. Same thing.
Yeah, I miss going to the movies. I really do. I miss.
Well, there are 58 drive-through movie theaters in the state of New York, so you can just head on down to upstate New York. Yeah, they're actually talking about reopening movie theaters, the drive-through ones, so families can get out. You can still see movies. It helps maybe not kill the movie industry. They can release brand-new movies, and they can still maintain social distancing.
Yeah,
so that's something Governor Cuomo's talking about now.
Mid-state New York to pick up a sprayer for the farm over the weekend. I didn't see any, but I don't know if they have them. I was in, Cobleskill and Sharon Springs and places out the way west of Albany. I don't remember, but those are places where they would have drive-ins. I didn't remember seeing any open. I mean, who knows? It was 10 o'clock in the morning. That's the other thing.
Nothing's open right now, but, yeah, they're talking about maybe that's something that could happen.
All right, so the Supreme Court is doing their cases on... Is it the phone or is it by phone?
Not can't you Zoom? They're all too old to get it.
Really?
Yeah, like that SNL skit where they're like the two old ladies or the receptionist. They don't understand Zoom.
What?
All right. So that's it. There's an overview of what some of the better things. Food news at the bottom of the hour here. It's 18 plus past the hour. Why do power swabs work so well? The whitening system, Power Swab's whitening system, works by restoring your teeth's ability to absorb oxygen. This is an all-natural rehydration program. It's the only product around that takes care of your enamel. Most of the other teeth whitening products eat away at your enamel. Yeah, they whiten your teeth. Well, what's left of your teeth more susceptible to the kinds of things? I just had a couple of cavities, and I'm thinking I'm too old to get cavities, but the old sweet tooth comes around, and I'm very careful about the toothpaste that I use, as you all should be too. If it says whitening on the toothpaste, stay away from it. It's not good for your enamel. This whitening system from Power Swabs is all natural. It removes deep stains from your teeth, and as I said, rehydrates the enamel. So if you got sensitive teeth, you've tried a lot of different systems, you will find this works, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not uncomfortable. It's not going to make, all those trays and that stuff. Forget about it. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile the easiest way. Brand new smile can be yours the safe, natural way. Get the smile you want and you deserve. 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs. Use the DJV code and you'll pay 40% of the regular price. Plus, they'll take an extra $10 off and give you free shipping. But that's only with the DJV code. When you call them at 800-208-1797, let's get a great smile. Let's use Power Swabs.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Would you Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I like to look beyond color when it comes to most everything in my life. And this is one guy that, if you just listen to his music and don't listen to him talk, he's amazing. Wynton Marsalis here.
He's, don't listen to him talk?
He's very racist. Very racist. He's extremely racist. He told his brother, Jay Leno told me this when I was in his green room once. And Jay Leno was one of the most open-minded guys you ever come across. Remember when his brother was in the Tonight Show band? And the Tonight Show band? And Wynton didn't speak to him for a year because he took the job because he was working for a white guy. Wow. Anyway, that aside, I wasn't going to go down that street, but
I was too intrigued. There was no way. I could let that one go.
And I probably shouldn't have even said that because it was going to lead people around your right to being, well, what's he mean by that? Anyway, we're taking away from this guy's great musical ability. He and an array of musicians from around the world performing remote sets for Jazz at Lincoln Center's Gala Concert. It's a worldwide concert for our culture, and it starts on the 15th, which is tomorrow at 7:30, on various digital platforms. Like what are the, when you say various digital platforms?
It'll probably be on streaming platforms, and it will definitely be on the Jazz at Lincoln Center website. So you can do that, or you can just probably tune in to Spotify, maybe Pandora, maybe Sirius XM on their jazz channel.
Yeah.
Lots of places to find it.
Paul Simon also helping to announce the event in a short video. He said, quote, please join me, Wynton Marsalis, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on April 15th, when we'll be offering performances and commentary from artists all around the world, uniting and uplifting through music. And that really does do it, doesn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
With the Jazz at Lincoln Center closed, per press release, they are going to aim to lift us from the isolation of the moment to the collective memory of a greater future. What a great phrase that is. Collective memory of the greater future. A lineup will feature musicians from 12 different countries performing songs that made them fall in love with jazz. Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra opening up the show with Emancipation Celebration, which is pretty much up his alley. There are lots of reasons, but it's good stuff. This is, I love listening to this kind of music, don't you? Seriously.
I'm a New Orleans jazz fan, so yes, yeah. I love all that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how, you know, I love Miles Davis and Paul Desmond, so I've kind of dipped my toe into other types of jazz. I never used to be into it, but I am now.
Yeah. Some great pianists have come out of that. Dave Brubeck is one of them.
Yep, Dave Brubeck, yep.
Very, very good. Anyway, info available at the Jazz at Lincoln Center website. And as Victoria said, it's available to stream there as well. So if you're a jazz fan, help yourself. That'll be a big evening for a good cause. Also, musically speaking, another New Yorker, Idina Menzel, and other Broadway veterans, Billy Porter, Ben Platt, and Cynthia Erivo, coming together for Saturday Night Seder, a virtual star-studded Passover Seder. About 50 celebrities, in fact, participating in traditional storytelling, skits, musical performances, recalling Maggid, the story of the Jews' exodus from Egypt, hosted by Jason Alexander. Saturday Night Seder included Cynthia Erivo. Is that, I don't know her name.
Erivo?
I don't know that.
Erivo, she played Harriet Tubman in the new Harriet movie, and she also won the Tony for The Color Purple.
Oh, okay. Also, Shoshana Bean's rousing duet, When You Believe, from Prince of Egypt. Billy Porter and Henry Winkler's singing storytelling mashup of Go Down Moses, which is a musical recital of the four questions. Comedian Nick Kroll and Idina Menzel. And then there was an ensemble. Whoopi Goldberg was there. Busy Phillips, Josh Groban, Queer Eyes, Tan French. I don't think, is Whoopi Goldberg Jewish? She converted?
I don't know.
That's not her real name.
I didn't think Busy Phillips was
funny.
Jewish.
I think it's a mix of everybody of because I don't think
good.
Billy Porter is. Busy Phillips isn't. Tan French isn't.
Good.
Busy Phillips' husband is, and her kids might be, so maybe that's why there's a connection there.
Yeah. I understand that. Both my children are married to Jewish people, so the children are... You know what? It's you need to turn a blind eye to that stuff, frankly. It's only the old way of thinking that raises, well, what about that? And what about... What do you mean, what about that? They love each other. That's it. Judy Monroe, who's a doctor and president and CEO of the CDC Foundation, said, quote, I offer our profound thanks to the brilliant team. Their combined efforts not only gave us a respite from the concerns of the day, but also hope and vital support that will save and improve lives. So a nice event last Saturday night to celebrate here on the DJV program at 29 past the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has touched every nation on the planet, some musicians are recreating a well-known song to try to inspire people during the pandemic.
We are the world. We are the children.
That's the work of 70 musicians from New York's Long Island who created the We Are the World 2020 quarantine mix, with each of the recordings done remotely from each artist's home. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the race for the White House, is now officially endorsing former VP Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. During a joint teleconference from their homes in Delaware and Vermont yesterday, Sanders said the nation needs Biden in the Oval Office, and Biden said the endorsement means a great deal to him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you?
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we go again on this half hour of the DJV program presenting Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, April the 14th here. Congratulations to all the people who are helping. The check for $1 million cleared yesterday from Ryan Seacrest, helping first responders. That was anybody. I mean,
he does
about
a lot
it.
Of really wonderful work.
Yep,
his Seacrest Foundation. Yeah. I don't know if you know this or if we talked about it, but his Seacrest Foundation has built little radio studios in children's hospitals around the country.
Yes, we have talked about that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And the kids get to play DJ, and all the rooms can hear them. It's just the sweetest, greatest thing. And he might be, you know, who knows? Some of those kids may be broadcasters someday.
Yep, there are a lot of people, broadcasters, by the way, around the country who've done some great things. Delivering coffee and energy drinks to people who are on duty in hospitals, that sort of stuff, and holding, there's one station doing a virtual high school prom.
Yeah, seniors don't get a prom. That's, you know.
No, that's true. Bonneville in Denver is having a virtual food drive. There's a lot of, we're going to do that in conjunction with the International Broadcasting, not the the Independent Broadcasters Association in this country, to just to help raise awareness and put a collective pot together of a lot of, I think there are about 400 stations. Well, actually, I have 400 stations, so there'd be more than that participating in this. I think
that's
it's
great.
Next week, but I'm not sure. So here we have an opportunity to talk about food. The most searched recipes, and I wouldn't have gone down the street except you were just talking about it before we came back on the air.
Oh,
I was thinking about
food is...
all of the... See, I have a drawer in my refrigerator. Not that this is a surprise to you, but in that drawer are brownies. You know those blondie brownie things? For some reason or other, I really like those, and it's hard for me to find the type that don't have gluten in them. So when I see them, I buy them and put them in the refrigerator. And there is chocolate from various sources. I did a, is it Toblerone? What's that?
Toblerone. Oh, Toblerone, that's literally the one thing I haven't eaten yet.
So oh, yum!
It's my favorite. Oh, yeah. I always buy like the giant log at airports because you can get them in duty free. They're so good.
Yeah, Megan loves them as well. Always have any present you give
to her. I think
it's
because she and I both lived in England. I think that's
that
why.
Could be. Yeah, that could be.
That's where I developed my love for Toblerone.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the most searched recipes right now, top 10 list. You want to do the big voice announcer? You can be the big voice announcer, Victoria, if you want to be.
Okay, are we doing 10
you know
one
what?
Or 1
no,
to 10?
No, I want you to do it because I'm going to be the big voice announcer. You'll give us, this is the top 10 searched recipes on Google through the last 30 days. All right, so let's
all
get
right.
to it. Number 10.
Chocolate chip cookie recipes.
Number 9.
Fried rice recipes. All that
number
rice.
8.
Ground beef recipes.
Number 7.
Carrot cake.
No stringy carrots, though. Right?
No.
None of
that, no.
Number 6.
Boring chicken breast recipes.
That's
how to make it not boring.
Yes. Number 5.
A very interesting one. Dalgona coffee recipe. It's a
What's
Korean
Dalgona?
Coffee. It's a Korean coffee drink. All you need is instant coffee and some milk and some sugar, and you just steam it together, and it gets all frothy. It looks delicious. Yep, it's all over Instagram right now, too.
Number 4.
Chocolate cake.
Yum.
I'm guilty of that one.
I know. 3.
French toast, also guilty.
Yep. Now, you're guilty of all of these. Number
all
2.
Pizza dough. Everyone wants to make homemade pizza.
So is Lewis putting on weight, too? What's going on with him? Is he?
Oh, my God. Like, I don't even want to put my jeans on right now. Like, I just can't.
Right.
We bought it. Look, the number one. We'll get to number one, and then I'll tell you how bad things are.
Number one.
This is the one thing I have not made. It's banana bread, and I do love banana bread, but this is the one recipe I have not made. The Internet is going nuts baking banana bread.
Banana bread.
But, Karen and I have been laughing about this because, like, I just got to the point where I used to go to spin class 3 times a week, and I haven't had a spin class in 5 weeks now. And so we bought a spin bike. We bought, like, a cheap one from Amazon, and I'm streaming classes online. So I have, like, a whole tech thing happening so that we have a home gym situation now because it's gotten so out of control. I mean, we're eating. Last night we watched a movie and we ate microwave popcorn. Like, I don't even know how many years it's been since I ate microwave popcorn.
Okay, so I'm going to put the curb on this for you because there's a new study out today. Sorry to throw cold water on this, folks.
Oh, I need cold water. Please,
right.
Throw it.
So there's a new study out today that examines what every extra pound of fat on your body does to your brain.
Oh, no.
All right, and you won't like it, and you'll stop eating all this crap now.
All right.
Fat's not good for you.
This will be the cold turkey moment.
Cold turkey. All right, other food news. A lot of people stocking up on frozen meals, but you may want to steer clear of some of the Healthy Choice bowls. ConAgra that makes Healthy Choice, lots of brands that they own, Marie Callender's, Duncan Hines, Celeste Pizza, Nationwide Recall, of 130,000 pounds of Power Bowl products. They have, quote-unquote, extraneous material. Reading between the lines, folks, they have small rocks in the power bowls. How they get in there, who knows? The items being recalled, Healthy Choice Power Bowl chicken feta
right? Cheese, yeah. It's feta and farro. Farro is a, I don't know if you've had it, it's a grain, it's an ancient grain. It's kind of like quinoa, but larger.
Quinoa. Yeah,
I've had one of these bowls, and I ate rocks because I thought, because this is what when we did our first panic shop.
Yeah,
when we did our first panic shop, this was, I bought a bunch of these thinking, okay, well, if we need something that's frozen, this is at least healthy. Well, I kept spitting out these little hard things, and I thought it was the undercooked farro, but now I know I ate rocks.
So. All right. So this
you
is
would say that was good for the immune system, right?
Well, it's good for your, it cleans out your intestines and stuff like that, but it's not, it's like sand does. The sand's good if you can get it into your system. Good way to clean out your system. But the thing that more, it's funny how things affect me when I look at them. These products are all produced on one day, January 23rd. 130,000 pounds of product, these power bulbs, in one day. Do you realize how much product? These things weigh less, they weigh about what? 16 ounces, half of that, maybe even?
About 16 ounces, I think.
Yeah. So that's half a pound. So that means that there are 260, there are a quarter of a million of these things floating around, made in just one day. USDA said this is a high-risk product. That means you bring it back to the store, get your money back, do not throw it away. Do not throw it away. Got it? All right, next up, Amy Schumer and her husband have a new TV show that's a cooking show. I don't know, her husband's a chef, though, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the deal?
He's a pretty acclaimed chef from what I've read about him, yeah.
Yeah, she posted, quote, Chris and I are excited to make this project with Food Network, combining our two passions. For Chris, it's cooking, and for me, it's eating. That is pretty funny. She does look like she enjoys a good meal. What's wrong with that? I just got to warn her about what fat does to her brain. Though so that's to get everybody.
Are you ever
going to
actually tell us what it does to your brain?
Well,
you haven't told us.
No, I haven't. Well, let me just finish the Amy Schumer thing. Although I think I've told the basic, that's the story. Is your husband a cookbook writer, too? What is his deal?
Mm-hmm. He actually won a James Beard Award for his restaurant and for, and then he has a best-selling cookbook that went along with it.
Oh, really? Okay, so the brain molecule, that we all know that in our brain we have all of the senses, smell, right, taste, touch, hearing, and feeling. So there's a little receptor, a brain molecule, that is a receptor. And the more fat you eat, apparently it attacks, or I don't know if attack is the right word, that's a little dramatic, but it influences this molecule. And so the more you eat, the more fat you have, it deadens the sensor, and the more you will continue. Because you have it in your brain, you have a switching mechanism. That's how fabulous our brains are. There's a switching mechanism that's connected to your stomach that tells you when you're full. And the fat, somehow or other, blocks off this molecule that tells you when you're full. Mm-hmm. So the fatter you are, the more you want to eat. And you just keep eating. It's like a rat that doesn't know when to stop until it explodes. And, probably a dog would do that too, or whatever. We're just like an animal in that respect. So,
well,
if you don't,
I feel like an animal because I have housed some Girl Scout cookies and junk food and pizza, and it's just, I don't know what. My schedule hasn't changed. I have always worked from home. We have our home studio setups. I still am doing the same amount of work. Everything is the same. It's just so weird that, like, this whole, the pandemic has changed everyone's mentality so much that we just started feeling like we're all on a desert island or something, and it's like every man for themselves.
We're alone. Yeah, we're alone in a manner of speaking, that's for sure. Here's something good from the fella that brews Samuel Adams beer. His name is Coke. I remember when he first opened, I was doing a local radio program in Boston, and the studios were at the Fenway Park. We had a big window in the studio. We could see down into Fenway Park. This was 1980, late 86, 87, like in there. And he was just beginning The name is Steve Koch, K-O-C-K, as I remember. And so he invited me to come to the brewery, which was in South Boston. And I went over, and he was really an affable guy, very smart, knew how to get people. He would invite various folks from media stations, television, radio, to come over and spend a day. And he'd take you around, show you what a great thing this was for Boston, all the people that were employed there. Anyway, so they've come a long way. Sam Adams giving $1,000 to various restaurant and bar workers who've lost their jobs. So anybody that worked in a restaurant that served Samuel Adams beer can go to him, apply, and he'll give him a check on the spot for $1,000. I think that's pretty cool, frankly.
Yep.
He's donated $2 million to kick off what they call a Restaurant Strong Fund, you know, Boston Strong. So this is Restaurant Strong. $1,000 checks go to full-time employees, not only in Massachusetts and around New England, but there are 20 different states that have Samuel Adams beer. And so the workers at these restaurants, the bars, cafes, whatever, if you have been out of work, you just apply to the Restaurant Strong Fund, and they're going to, by the grants start on April 30th, I guess. Applications.
Yeah. They're open until then. So
yeah.
Get on, yeah, do your application now. Jane Fonda also is working with a new fund out in L.A., to help people who basically live on tips, waiters and bartenders,
yeah,
and, you know, servers.
Yeah.
So, because that's just, you know, because the problem is you're used to making, and I was a bartender for a while, and so you're used to making a certain amount of cash. You kind of know how your shift is going to go,
right.
but you don't get a paycheck. You get paid, like, you know, cents on the dollar, because they're expecting you to make up for that with tips. So when you no longer make tips, if you go with your pay stub to file unemployment, it's going to look like you paid into the unemployment system like 10 cents, you know, where other people would have, you know, multiple dollars. So you're really not even, the system doesn't help anybody who is a tip worker. There's no safety net whatsoever. It's really awful. And the skill that servers and bartenders have can't even be utilized right now. That's what's even worse.
Yep.
So it's horrible.
No place for them to go to get another job.
Right.
Aren't you glad you got all that training, Kara, and how to be a barkeep?
But you know what? It's something that you'll never. Once you've worked in a bar and you have that experience, it's something you can always fall back on. Absolutely,
yeah.
You can go
exactly.
Anywhere. I think it's a very valuable skill set.
All right. Speaking of value, the folks at MyPillow want you to know that you can get the best deals they've ever offered on the entire line of products at MyPillow.com. 66% off. Using the promo code DJV. So as an example, a platinum premium MyPillow, the king size one, usually priced at $79.99. You buy it right now with the promo code DJV for $29.99. That's the king size platinum premium pillow. Also, the standard queen and the standard size or queen size premium pillows that normally sell at $69, now $24.99. Stay healthy. Get the pillows you can wash and dry. That's very important at this time for sure. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. It's on the Radio Listener Specials page. And you can order Mike Lindell's book. If you do that, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. Plus, you get a $25 gift card as well. So incredible opportunities. Buy one. Buy 10 if you want to, up to 10. If promo code's DJV, check out at MyPillow.com. 10 before the hour here on the DJV platform.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's with you.
Christopher Cross. This may be another one, Kara.
It's a comedy. Just remember that.
Yeah. I thought Bo Derek, man, did I want to chase her around after watching her in this movie. And the star of the show was Dudley Moore, and because he's my namesake, or I was his, whatever. I thought, wow, a guy named Dudley like him can get a woman like that. Why can't I? That was what I thought when I was that age. How long? This movie was, what, 40 years ago? How long?
Well, here, first, you're confusing two movies real quick. You're thinking of 10.
Yeah.
And Dudley Moore. And okay. I understand why you like 10. Bo Derek was definitely beautiful. But this is from Arthur, 1981. And John Gielgud, who played the butler Hobson.
Sir John
was born on this day, 1904. Won an Oscar for Hobson, one of the great pop culture characters, I think, of all time, playing very, very funny straight man to Dudley Moore's Arthur in a terrific, terrific comedy. And where are the comedies, Doug? They just don't make comedies like that anymore. They don't even want to. That's the problem.
We need to. John Gielgud was one of those guys, very, very prestigious English actor.
Yes.
He directed a number of, he was a Londoner, and so he did. Actually, he was the first director, if I'm not mistaken, of what's the big theater now? It's gone from my mind. Kevin Spacey ran it for about 10 years.
Okay.
What's the big theater? Come on.
I don't know. I don't recall the name. I know what you're talking
about,
though.
Something?
Yeah, the Old Vic.
Right?
Thank you very much. Yep, that's it. Yep. But he cut his teeth on things like The Merchant of Venice. I mean, this guy was he was a director of the Old Vic. in 1971, and that was 50 years after he debuted at the Old Vic in Henry V. But at any rate, he was quite the actor, was very close to lots of highbrow actors like, and starred with Laurence Olivier, Marlon Brando, uh-huh. Dudley Moore, Charlton Heston. But he's one of those guys that just sort of set the tone.
And whoever cast him in Arthur was brilliant, because that was perfect casting. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of those examples of an actor, when you get a role, when you collaborate with the director, they probably discuss a tone to take. He set a absolutely perfect tone for the character of Hobson in that film, and he won an Oscar, deservingly so. And his chemistry with Dudley Moore in that film was off the charts good.
Really oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep, right. Yep.
I love their bathtub scene. That is just, I love that. That is so funny when he just deadpan, you know, bathing is such lonely business, you know, like he's just reading the newspaper and ignoring everything that Arthur's saying.
That's perfect,
ridiculous.
That Brit look to him all through his life, that face and his expressions. You know, he was just one of the few people that you look around at him as a Brit and you think, wow, a British actor.
But you know what's interesting about Arthur? Arthur was such a great movie in 1981, and you could it dealt with, you know, laughing at alcoholism, which people laughed at. But a few years later, when they did the sequel, it just wasn't funny. Like the climate changed so much. The psychology of it, it just wasn't funny.
Do you know, he played over 100 different roles
in
pretty much every theater in England. I mean, this guy was all over. It wasn't just the Old Vic, but you look at some of the really prestigious, they go to Oxford and the prestigious Haymarket Theater that was there, how many different roles he played, Hamlet, Henry, he played basically every major male lead in every major play that has been written and done over time. Shakespeare, look at, it's just pretty amazing what the body of this guy's work was all about. He was pretty amazing. And I wonder how easy it is, I've always wondered this, Chucker, how easy it is to go from playing on Broadway, let's say, or in a play like that, to doing television or movies, because they do
not
some
easy. But I'll tell you a quick story, which we've talked about on this program before. Alan Rickman, who was the villain in Die Hard, was a Shakespearean stage actor, never did movies or TV, and then they cast him as a villain, Hans Gruber, in Die Hard, and he basically stole that
changed
film.
His
one of the great villains.
Yeah,
well, he stole all the Harry Potter films too. He was a villain.
Absolutely.
He was amazing in them. All of them. He was incredible.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I guess
how
an actor's an actor, right? If you're good, you're good.
That's got to be it. But I would think that playing on it would be much more difficult. I mean, acting, from my friends, my son in the business, it's pretty easy to do 10 takes and get it right. But you
absolutely
only got one take when you're on stage doing a play.
I agree with that 100%.
That's it.
Completely
tough
agree
stuff. Chucker, good man. Thanks for being here.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.